Hey there, welcome to another GIMP tutorial. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how I quickly make a animated GIF, GIF file. And this is the file that I used here. Excuse me, so I'll just play that back so you can see what I'm referring to. And we'll get this little window here, and we'll just click play, and you'll see that it will just change. Actually, it's going slow because of the numbers I put over here. But if you didn't have anything over here and you just had layers, you can always play layers as a animation as well. So I'm going to just close that and we'll show you how we did this. And basically I have just four layers here, bottom layer and the next layer and next. I just have four layers with different pictures on each layer, and you can create yours based on whatever image you want. So I'm going to go over here and just close that one out. And close that one out. I'm going to just close all of these out. And we'll just start with a couple here. So let's pick up. I'm doing this quickly. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to go to open. And you're going to open your file that you want to use. I'm going to just do that real quick. I'm going to open up another one just so you can start from the beginning. Okay. All right. This is the first one with all the layers. And this one here, you can see I just imported it. Okay. So basically what you do is you open up your image, and then you're going to duplicate it a few times. Okay, now I made changes on my layer and you can do that on yours. Now let's say for example we want to take this layer here. I'm going to start with the top one and I'm going to turn all these off so I can see the changes. And for this one I'm going to just go to filter, and there's a nice one in here I like, emboss, and that kind of makes it look like a pencil. And you can play with these settings and get them however you like. Now you are going to decide and what changes you want to make on your image. Lighter look where it just looks like a pen or a pencil. And I'm going to click OK. And now that top layer is just a pencil drawing. As you see, you can't see through the next one, so I'm going to turn that off and turn that off. Now this one, I'll do something a little different. I'll go to filter, artistic, and cartoon. Pull this up a little bit, and in here you have a few settings where if you push this it gives it more of a dark. Let me just see if I can open this a little bit. Alright, there we go, and you see the changes. And you don't have to use this, you can pick any kind of changes that you want for your particular project, but this is just one that I kind of like. And when you're happy with your changes you can just click OK. Alright, so let's say I like that, and now I have that layer. So my top layer is that, and my second layer is that. Okay, so now let's go to the third layer, close them out. And this one here, maybe I'll just go to colorize, and just kind of give it a freaky color. Change this up here, purple car with purple tires. But you can do whatever type of changes you want. You do not have to do this. You can add a background, anything you like you can do actually. So let's just go with that. Okay, and then we have our original here. Okay, so we have our original, we have the purple, we have that cartoon look, and then we have the trace. So once you are satisfied with whatever changes you want to make on your layers, it's got some long names. I'm going to shorten these names. Put that, let that be the name. That's good there. And this will do. Click OK. Click delete. And P-U-R-P-L-E. Enter. L. Enter. And that's done. Okay, so now we have it with shorter names. Now, there's two ways you can do this. You can actually manually write in here. You can put a space, put a parentheses, and you can type in and do like this. Okay, I'm going to just show you two different ways very quickly. And then here put a space, parentheses, and do 300 and ms for milliseconds, and okay. And let's see what happens when we don't add the combined. That's one other part of this. 400 ms parentheses, okay. And then we'll do this one, and we'll do 100 oops, MS, and now we didn't add combined after this, so let's see if we can play this. You go to filter, animation, playback, you get this little window and see if it animates, and it does. So you can actually type in your animation numbers. Okay, you just have to put the parentheses and type in the milliseconds. Alright, so that's one way to do it. It's pretty cool. Alright. And what you would do from here is you would go to file and you want to export it. And when you export it, You're going to give it the GIF extension, and you just select a directory on your hard drive where you want it to save. So I'm going to click that right now. And when you get this here, you can type in whatever you want. It's up to you. You can turn it off. It doesn't really matter. And you can, this is not going to be checked, so you want to check as animation. And the 1,000 milliseconds is the time between each frame, how fast or slow it is going to change. I'm going to change this to 500. 1,000 is kind of slow. And then you can use delay entered above for all frames, or you can just do it where there's no specification on a frame. So, and your file will be saved. Now, let's open that file. I'm gonna pause this while I look for a file, and I'm gonna go open, and I'm gonna find that file and open it up. Okay, so I found where I saved that, and here it is here, and I can tell by the name up here, Cars 3. And let me just go to Filter, Animation, see if it plays back. Here's our picture, and it plays. Okay, very simple. Okay, so the next way to create your animation, let me go here, because this is the actual GIF file right here, and you see it opens up with its layers, and I'm going to go here to the one that we created, and I'm going to remove from each of these that 300 milliseconds. I just remove it from all of them. Take a second here. That, hey, that, delete that, and that, and enter. Okay, so if you have nothing at the end of your name, it will still play your animation, actually. And here it is. It's still playing, but you notice how fast it's playing? It's just playing super fast. And that's because it's set to 10 frames per second by default. Let's say we did it to, actually, 10. Slow it down. And now it should be slower. Yeah, see? And that's a basic one without any optimization or without you inputting it. It will create animation from any layers that you have. So let's just close that out. And the other way is go to Filter, and you can do Animation, and you can do Optimize for GIF. Give it a second. And GIMP will actually add the milliseconds. See how it adds it here for you? And then when you go Filter, Animation, and Playback, it will play it back based on the settings that GIMP gave it. And keep in mind that when it does that, you can make changes by going in here. And that's 100. 100 milliseconds is very fast. The more you put, the slower it'll go. And that's between each one, so you can change each one. You know, this one can be 1,000, this one can be 100. It's up to you. And then you would just, again, go to File, and you export it. Just remember to save it as a GIF. Hopefully that's been a little bit helpful. Thank you for watching. Have a great day. Bye-bye.